Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Beth Fisher-Yoshida, a PhD and a global expert and educator in intercultural negotiation and communication. She's the program director of Columbia University's Master of Science in Negotiation and Conflict Resolution, a negotiation consultant for the United Nations, and the CEO of the consulting agency Fisher-Yoshida International. She works in the U.S. and worldwide conducting workshops on leadership, culture, workplace conflict, and negotiation, and boasts a client list that includes Fortune 100 companies, nonprofits, military and security forces, governments, NGOs, and educational institutions. Her new book is New Story, New Power, A Woman's Guide to Negotiation, that helps women of all ages make successful negotiations a reality. And Dr. Fisher-Yoshida, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, we're certainly honored and pleased to have you with us. Looking forward to learning a few things from you today as well. So for starters, Dr. Fisher-Yoshida, how did you become interested in the topic of women and negotiation? Let's start there.
Right. So I guess first I was interested in negotiation in general, coming out of communication. And then I started to notice that in my workshops, in my courses, in my coaching, that women had specific needs and specific concerns or issues around negotiation. So I started to explore that a little bit more. I looked at the phenomenon, and then I also looked at some of the research, and I saw that the findings and the general research out there is very contradictory about how women are actually performing. So what I really wanted to know is not only what the challenges are, but how women strategize and the tactics that they use to overcome some of these challenges. So I conducted my own research, interviewing hundreds of women, including women in the STEM professions, you know, science, technology, and so on, which are more male-dominated, to see what are the strategies and tactics they use to be effective in their negotiation. And some of the findings really talk about, even before they get to the negotiation table, the kind of stories they tell themselves about who they are as negotiators, who they are in the world, makes all the difference. Those with positive stories about, I can do this, I've got this, I'm in there for the learning, I'm in here to build a relationship, were more successful than those who self-doubted and said, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I don't have enough experience.
Certainly a great place to start today's conversation. Some good information there. Thanks for that. Now, what are some key findings from your research so far? Get into some of that, if you would.
So I had divided loosely three different groups. So one would be women who were kind of newer in their career, very junior, and that would be maybe under 5 years or so. Women who are mid-career, say the 10 to 15-year mark, and then women who are more senior in that career with over 25 years experience. And so I think that's more common across the board than separate from culture or anything else, is where women are in their career. And those who are junior had one or two extreme kind of responses. One would be where it says, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I don't have enough experience, my voice doesn't matter, I'm not going to be heard. And then some women who said, junior, who said, no, I got this, I know what I'm doing, I'm going to go in there, and don't necessarily have the tact or skills. Those are the extreme difficult negotiations. Of course, there were some who were managing well. And then in the mid-career, they're kind of sandwiched, right? So they have to have people report to them. They need to mentor and nurture them, which means they also need to model good negotiation skills if they want junior women to succeed. And at the same time, they're still managing up and still needing to negotiate what could be a glass ceiling or could be advancing their careers, especially if they're not satisfied with where they are at this stage in their career. And then the women who were 25 years or more, they really were thinking about their legacy. They were much more into a mentoring mindset, and they were able to really capture the strategies they use to help them become successful and endure in the work world.
Now, I'd also be curious on this, and I'm sure you have some good feedback. What have you noticed in coaching women on their negotiations?
Yeah, I think part of the discovery for the women I've coached is really about how much emphasis needs to be placed on preparation. And it's not only preparing the actual substance of what you are negotiating, but also thinking about negotiating how you have those stories in your head and negotiating your emotions, how you're going to manage them, becoming aware of what they are, really thinking about the other party that you're negotiating with, thinking about the context. So a much fuller engagement in the material with preparation. And then we would also do some kind of role play. So if I said, okay, if so-and-so said this, how would you respond? And they might say something, and then I said, okay, let's act that out. And then in the acting out, then you realize that some of what you're saying might be taken not the way you want. And so you have to change your wording. And really, it's about relaxing and being attuned to what's going on during the course of the negotiation, which I think comes more easily if you feel more prepared.
Well, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Dr. Beth Fisher-Yoshida, the CEO of the consulting agency Fisher-Yoshida International, as well as the author of the new book, New Story, New Power, A Woman's Guide to Negotiation that helps women of all ages make successful negotiations a reality here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, how much of a role does gender play in negotiations?
Well, the reason it plays a role is because of how we've become socialized in the world. So it's not only women, of course, it's anybody, whatever gender you identify with, there are stories about what it means to be of that gender. And some of those stories are constructive and helpful in negotiation, and some of them get in the way. For example, if you are a woman who grew up in a situation in your community, in your family, where you were taught that girls should be nice and girls and mothers or women are nurturing and you take care of other people, then you have that orientation. So it's going to be very difficult for you to challenge somebody or feel like you're challenging somebody in a negotiation, somebody who wants something maybe different. You're going to feel a little bit badly about getting what you want if it means the other person not getting what he or she wants. And that's because of those stories you have in your head. So whatever story it is, you know, if you have a story where you grew up as a man and it says men don't cry and men don't show emotions, then you're going to have a difficult time showing emotions. So it's identifying what those stories are that we carry and seeing how they're helpful or not, and then working on modifying those stories if they're not helpful and magnifying the ones that are.
Yeah, really appreciate the feedback on that. I'm sure listeners also certainly appreciated that as well. Now, what is one key factor for success in a negotiation?
For me, I think that negotiation is all about relationship. And it's really saying, what kind of relationship do I want to have with this other person? Even if you think it's a one-off, it's still, you know, people end up coming back in your life or people like them. So sometimes it's not really just a one-off. You may end up meeting people again, especially with mobility. So I think really thinking about what kind of relationship do I want to have and being very present in the negotiation, being in relationship and not only trying to think about what's my next step, what's my next tactic, what am I going to say, or really being attuned to the other party and yourself. And then I think if you are in relationship, then the communication flows and the negotiation goes better than not.
Once again, we want to thank you for your time and for all the insight and information shared per your expertise. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, or a tip, or anything else you'd like to add or share as we do conclude this episode of Enterprise Radio?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for inviting me on. It's always fun to talk about this. I think one message I would leave people with is that everybody has some kind of agency, and that means you can make a difference in your negotiations. So it just behooves any of us to always think about what are we doing, how can we improve, and to learn ways of improving and getting feedback and then continuing that learning cycle so that you improve the quality of your negotiations and your relationships for better outcomes.
A great place to conclude here today, Dr. Fisher-Yoshida. And again, we thank you for what you do and for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to pick up the book, New Story, New Power, where would they best do so? And also, where's the best place for folks to get more information on yourself?
Sure. So I do have a website, BethFisherYoshida.com, and there's lots of information there. I'm also on social media, especially active on LinkedIn, Instagram, and of course, I'm at Columbia University, so you can always look me up there at the Masters of Negotiation and Conflict Resolution Program.
And of course, we'll add all information and links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Dr. Fisher-Yoshida, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our honor and pleasure.
And thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Beth Fisher-Yoshida, a PhD and the CEO of the consulting agency Fisher-Yoshida International, as well as the author of the new book, New Story, New Power, A Woman's Guide to Negotiation, that helps women of all ages make successful negotiations a reality. And for all the details, simply visit BethFisherYoshida.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.